Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. And just one look at teams like Team 2-2 with Chad Reed, Star Racing, Hardin Huntington, and of course our own team consisting of Dean Wilson, Brock Tickle, Blake Baggett, Tyler Rattray, and Darren Durham, we make champions. Last year, our team was the first in American motocross history to sweep the top three in the outdoor motocross series. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit, we race.
Mitch Payton, Buds Creek, what's the bigger story? Blake Baggett, 2-1, or Brock Tickle, 2-2, riding phenomenal?
I mean, I'm happy for both of them. I mean, and I don't even want to leave out Ivan. Ivan got a great start second moto, and he rode really good the first moto. Got the whole shot second, and didn't hang on and crashed right off the bat. That was too bad for him.
How is he?
He's okay. He just kind of hit his head a little bit, and the bike was pretty bent up. But Blake, you know, like, he got two really good starts today, which was really good. We've been working on that, and I think what we did helped him, and I think that's going to be there for the rest of the season. And then same with Brock. You know, we've worked on something that we think is going to help. Mm-hmm. Brock had two awesome starts also. Yeah. That helped Brock. And overall, I mean, a fantastic weekend for us. I'm really happy for Blake. You know, like, we talked about it, you know, like, he needed to come in here and get back on his game. And he was close the first moto, and then he did it second moto, and that was awesome. And for Brock, I mean, to get two good starts like that, and he passed the first moto right off the bat, and even the second moto, you know, Lessie was in front of him, and he got by him. And he was honestly the second fastest guy both motos, like, no question. I'm really proud of him.
What'd you work on? Starts with the guys, like, something specific you can tell us?
Or? We have Dunlop tires that no one has. That'll make Brock really happy. I'm just kidding. No.
This will probably really help pipe sales too.
No, we just did a couple things. We're not going to talk about it, but we
can we?
No. No, we won't. So what we did seemed to everybody was very positive about it, and, you know, I think we saw the results of it today, and I think we're going to see it. Yeah. I hope we're going to see it, you know, on a consistent basis.
Jason Wygant told me that we need to try to get more in depth with changes on the bike and what the things are doing, but that's not working.
Well, the AMA came to us after, I guess, on the parade lap or after practice or something, and they said that, now this is a true story, that there was mist coming out of Blake Baggett's bars, and somebody thought we were putting Freon in the handlebars. Because there was mist coming out of the bars.
Air conditioning system?
I don't know. So I didn't know nothing about it. And I'm like, I looked at him and I'm like, God, I don't know.
Tony?
No, I think I know who did it, but I can't say. But
yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, I was so baffled. I'm like, mist coming out of the handlebars.
Yeah,
yeah, both grips, when he did a start, it took off. And there was like a mist. And I'm like,
a jet stream?
I didn't know. So then I thought about it a little bit and I'm like, oh, it might be baby powder in his gloves. And then I didn't even know if he used baby powder. So I'm like, I'm guessing what would do that. And then I think that's what it was. But anyway, so they might want to protest our handlebars at Redbud.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so you're keeping it quiet, yeah.
But what we did was in the handlebars.
Yeah, you know, all season, I think Blake's one thing that hurt him is the start. So, and you know, I'm no Gary Bailey, but I can see that, and so it's good you've addressed that. And Brock, you've been a believer in Brock all year, even in Supercross, that he has to get a start, and you felt like he could do something if he got the start. And, well, I guess once again, you were right.
Well, it's just, you know, in Supercross, you know, like, he would just – it wasn't only the start. It's like the start and the first couple of laps. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there was times in Supercross where he would get a good start, and then you could see him looking around and trying to stay out of the way, and, like, I'm like, man – in that class, you got to believe you're a guy and you got to do it with them. And I just feel like maybe with time, his last few Supercrosses were better. and you know, he's been doing a little bit better outdoors, and we really have been wanting him to get better starts. You know, I think if you get up there with him, it's easier to run that pace. Mm-hmm. And he has now, and like this weekend, he had two great, like, I think the first moto, he came around the corner in third and then went a little wide and came out fourth. And the second moto, he was second. Yeah. And then, you know, Dungey got him.
Oh, yeah.
Dungey got him right before the finish. But anyway, those are good starts, you know. Like, so if you're in a top three or top five, I consider that, you know, a doable job to win. And the rest is going to be up to him. So that's all we can expect.
So as a media guy, I have to ask you this. The 450 program, is it something you want to keep going with him, or do you know, or what's the story with that?
Well, we need to get our lights program kind of ironed out first. And then the 450 thing, we would like to keep it going because I think it's a positive thing. And more than anything, I think all of us, if we can afford it and there's the budget to do it, it would be nice if everybody had a 450 guy, because if we're going to point these guys out so fast,
yeah,
we have to have a home for them.
Yeah.
And if there's nowhere for them to go, they're going to ride, you know, as a privateer, and they're not going to want to do that, and they're going to quit. So I think if all of us can attempt to do the right thing and put a 450 out there, then maybe we can put five or seven spots out there that wouldn't be there. So if we have the budget, our plan would be to keep it going for sure.
All right, thank you.
All right.